felt really good playing tackle again, just being able to move out, get some reps there, see how I felt.
How did you think you did?
I think I did pretty well. I gave it one play, but, you know, it's one of those things. I feel like I got out too fast and tried to throw out on. He got me around the edge, but he's a good player. You know what I'm saying? Those things are going to happen sometimes. But as a whole, I feel like us as offensive line and us as offensive unit went out yesterday and performed and executed our offense pretty well.
Do you think it could be in future,
though,
Cam, at tackle rather than center?
Like I said, man, only time will tell right there. We're going to discuss that, and we're going to talk about it throughout this offseason, and we'll see where we end up when it's time to come back for OTAs.
Do you feel more natural there?
Honestly, yes, because I played tackle more. I honestly never played right tackle until yesterday in the game, but, I mean, just being a tackle, it was being a tackle felt comfortable.
How tough is it to end the season the way you did, though, with the injury?
Listen, man, I'm good, man. It's only a minor setback, whatever it may be. I'm focused on getting ready for next season. Enjoying this time I have off in the off season, just coming back and doing what we need to do to continue to make progress as an organization.
Did you have a knee injury before?
In college, I had my right knee, but it's cool.
What did you figure out what's going on with the knee and the leg there? Are you confident that you're going to be able to hit the ground running starting with OTAs, or are you concerned that you might have to miss a little time of the off season program?
Like I said, man, it's real inconclusive right now. We don't really know. We got to get some tests done. And whenever that information is made ready, I mean, Coach Jackson will give it to you guys.
So you have not had an MRI yet?
No, I haven't. No.
When you look at what's going on with your offensive line, so many of you guys right now are, and maybe not you, but a lot of guys are coming back from injuries. But, I mean, the future looks bright on the line, right? Whenever Joel comes back, John, you, and us, right?
Yeah, I mean, it all looks good, man. And you know, biggest thing is guys just have to stay healthy. And things that have happened to guys this year are kind of freak accidents, things that are out of ordinary. But, hey, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to fix the guys are going to get healthy, and, you know, they're going to get out there and we're going to play ball.
It was a tough season overall. What positives do you take out of this game?
From a team standpoint, you know, we support everybody on this team in the village and individually. And we had a lot of guys do some really good things individually this year. We had a guy who was top 10 in the league tackling. We had a guy who was playing receivers first year go for 1,000 yards. Isaiah Crowe had an outstanding season. You know, a lot of guys play a huge role in things that we did. And, you know, there's a lot of bright spots looking forward. So we're just going to go out there and continue to just get better. And like I said, man, there's a lot of bright spots. We just have to continue to learn to play with more consistency.
Did you get rolled up on the field goal, or how did that happen?
Yeah, I think I rolled up, yep.
And what the last 2 years been like for first? It just seems like you haven't been able to settle into a position. You know, when you did this year, you got long and now with me. What's that been like?
Man, when life gives you lemons, you suck them, man. I'm a professional athlete, and at the end of the day, these are things that you have to deal with sometimes. I mean, everything happens for a reason, and only time will tell what the outcome will be.